So today is the day of Pentecost. As I talk to children, when Jesus left earth to be with Father, he promised that he was going to ask his Father to send Holy Spirit. And he did. And the day of Pentecost, we celebrate the Holy Spirit the Father sent to us. And according to the Bible, Holy Spirit is a gift from God. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. And according to the Bible, Holy Spirit unite us. Holy Spirit encourages, give us power, help us to build the church as the body of Christ. So Holy Spirit is a good thing. But in reality, we often see in the church and among the church some of them are split or divided because of the controversy over how you understand the Holy Spirit. And you might have experienced that in your church, I don't know. So Holy Spirit is supposed to help us, supposed to encourage us, supposed to unite us, supposed to build us as the body of Christ. But what we see in the reality is kind of sometimes opposite. It's kind of divide the church, and the people arguing over the Holy Spirit. But today I'd like to say it is not really caused by Holy Spirit, but rather misunderstanding of Holy Spirit by people. So it is very important to understand what Holy Spirit is. And it is written in the Bible, but we don't read it. So today we want to read it. First of all, as I talk to children, that Jesus called Holy Spirit helper. Maybe in the NIV they say advocate, but in other translation it's a helper. The Holy Spirit was sent to help us, basically, to help us. But help what? That's what important. What does he help you? So today I just want to share how or what in what Holy Spirit help us. And I just want to conclude with 3 points as usual today. And number one, before that, I want to ask some people to read the scriptures from quotations. Maybe can I ask Daniel-san to read John 14:26, and maybe Jocelyn-san to read John 15:26, and can I ask Samuel to read 1 Corinthians 12:3? 読んでいただいてもよろしいでしょうか。はい。
John 14:26 But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you.
When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me.
1 Corinthians 12:3 Therefore, I want you to know that no one who is speaking by the Holy Spirit of God says, Jesus be cursed. And no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit.
Thank you. So, the point one is what Holy Spirit help us is the Holy Spirit's its major purpose, the major the goal or work is that Holy Spirit was sent to help us to know or to realize who Jesus Christ is and what he has done and what that means to you and to the world. That's the main purpose and the major work of Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit was sent to help us so that we know, we realize, we understand, or we trust or believe who Jesus Christ is, what he has told, or what he has done, and what that means to you and to the world. That's the major purpose of Holy Spirit. So, in other words, this is something I want you to remember today is Holy Spirit will never tell us or promise us something that Jesus did not tell or promise. Holy Spirit was sent to testify to Jesus Christ, who he is and what he has done, what that means to you and to the world. We call it the gospel. The Holy Spirit was sent to make it clear. So I will say you again, the Holy Spirit will never tell or promise us something that Jesus did not tell or promise. And this is how we distinguish or separate Spirit of God from evil one. Because in the Bible, every spirit is not holy. Every spirit is not from God. But there is also this evil spirit out there to mislead us, to separate us from God. There's an evil spirit as well. How we distinguish, how we separate the spirit of God from evil one, the Holy Spirit will never tell or promise us something that Jesus did not tell or promise. So that means you still have to read the Bible to know what Jesus said, to know what Jesus taught us. But this is tricky. But when you read the Bible, you will not be able to understand it without Holy Spirit. Egg first or chicken first. So without Holy Spirit, you're not going to understand the Bible. But without scriptures, you cannot tell if it's from God or evil one. So what I want to tell you is they work together. The Holy Spirit and Scripture, they always work together. A good example is 2,000 years ago, Jesus had a controversy with the teachers of the law and Pharisees, and they had knowledge. They almost memorized the whole Bible. They have all this knowledge, but they still misunderstood and misled people. They had knowledge, but they were not walking by the Spirit of God. They were walking by the flesh. They were reading the Bible, but they just, interpret the way they want. So they were not getting the point. The other good example is, in my case, the preparing the sermon. Next Sunday, Samuel is going to preach on behalf of myself because I am out of town. So please pray for him. But when I prepare the sermon, yes, Holy Spirit help me and guide me when I prepare the sermon. But that does not mean, when I became the pastor in the first year, the elementary school student came to play at the church after the school. And one of the girls told me, "Pastor is such an easy job because you work only Sunday morning." You have Monday to Saturday off, and you just work Sunday morning. What an easy job. But it's not like that. You know, in the Sunday morning, you just wait, and Holy Spirit will send you fax or send you email or something. And this is the message you're supposed to read this morning or this afternoon. The preparing the sermon doesn't work that way. I still have to read the Bible. I still have to sometimes research. I spend a lot of time. I need a lot of resources. But with that, I can still not prepare the sermon without the Holy Spirit. With the scripture, with all these available resources, and with the guidance of Holy Spirit, it's possible to prepare the sermon, the message of God. So they work together. So whenever so we have to be careful that, you know, without reading Bible, some people go like this, like, okay, I don't need to read Bible because Holy Spirit tells us everything. Holy Spirit tells us to eat bread or rice this morning. Holy Spirit guide us to marry this person or this person. He decides everything, so I don't have to think about anything. But that doesn't work that way. Holy Spirit doesn't work that way. Some people say, I am right because Holy Spirit said so. But it is not written in the Bible sometimes. Holy Spirit doesn't work that way. It works with the scripture all the time. So, but at the same time, without the Holy Spirit, you are not going to understand fully about the Bible. So when you read Bible, I want you to pray and say like this, I am going to read Bible. Holy Spirit, help me so that I can understand your word correctly. That makes big difference. That makes big difference. Whenever you read the Bible in the morning or before you go to bed, you know, some people just read the Bible, oh, today's scripture is long, oh my gosh. But, you know, when you read the Bible, I want you to pray, Holy Spirit, help me to understand this scripture so that I can get something from this word. He will help you. He is more than happy to help you. So I want you to remember to pray to Holy Spirit before you read the scripture. That makes big difference. Okay? Number two に行きたいと思いますね。Number two. So, based on the point one, or as a result of point one, which is Holy Spirit help us to understand who Jesus is, what he has done, and what that means to you and to the world. Based on that, as a second step, Holy Spirit help us to know who we are and the purpose of our life, the meaning of our life, why we were born, why we are here, where to go, who am I, what to do. Once you start realizing, knowing about who Jesus is and what he has done and what that means to you, the Holy Spirit will lead you to the place to tell you what's your purpose, why you are here, why you were born. God has purpose for you. It's a little bit long sentence, but I'd like to ask two people to read the scripture again. Maybe can I ask Rui-san to read Philippians, and may I ask Cassie-san, ちょっと長いですけど, may I ask you to read Galatians chapter 5?
Philippians 2:13-16. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky, as you hold firmly to the word of God, to the word of life. And then I will be able to boast on the day of Christ, that I did not run or labor in vain.
Galatians 5:16-26. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever, or you do not do what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other.
はい、ありがとうございます。Thank you. That was a long sentence, but thank you for reading. So, the Holy Spirit, as a second step, He lead us why we are here, what to do. But sometimes we misunderstand that this work of Holy Spirit. And this is something I want you to remember, is that Holy Spirit will guide you through your life, what to do and why you are here, your purpose of your life. But this is something we need to remember. Holy Spirit will not guide you or help you to accomplish your dream. But instead, Holy Spirit guides you and help you to accomplish God's plan. But this is sometimes we misunderstand. Yesterday, I took university students to the bird watching in the morning. I was a bit sick and I have something to prepare for today, so I wasn't able to attend for the bird watching part. But in the car, I had a conversation. I asked them what they were studying, at what they want to be in the future, and they said they don't know. And it's not only them, but students who were here before, I asked the same questions, and many of them answered, I don't know what I want to do. I don't know what to do. I don't know what I want to be. And I think many people seeking the purpose of his or her life and struggling sometimes. And many people sadly think that they will be satisfied or their heart will be fulfilled once they accomplish their dream, once they obtain what they wanted. For example, like once, you know, they succeed in the business or marriage, or a house, or a car, or a job that you wanted. The most people think once they obtain the status or thing that they wanted, they will be satisfied. And somewhat, yes, but that won't last very long, just for a short time. Only way to fulfill our spirit is to work by Spirit. To walk by Spirit means walk by the meaning, purpose that God has in your life. God has great plan and purpose in our lives. Not everyone are called to be a minister, like a pastor or something like that. But any kind of job or any way, God has special plan for you. And Holy Spirit is there to help you, to guide what that is. So, as we study about the Holy Spirit, I want you to remember that the Holy Spirit will guide you to the place where God wants you to be. And maybe that place may not be the place you wanted sometimes. Hey God, I want it to be like this. Honestly, I want to be a pilot. Right? I wanted to be a pilot rather than pastor. Sorry, but they get paid more. Right? So I wanted to be a pilot. But even if I become pilot, I don't think my heart is fulfilled. Maybe this job is not what I wanted when I was younger, but now my heart is fulfilled because this is what God led me. So, you know, even if you cannot be what you wanted to be, you don't have to be discouraged. Maybe God has some other plan, and which plan is always better and the best. And that's the only way that you can fulfill your spirit with God's spirit. Okay, number three, 行きたいと思います. Number three. So number three is the Holy Spirit help us so that we can accomplish our purpose according to God's will and His plan. So Holy Spirit help us to know Jesus, and Holy Spirit helps us to know who we are, what to do. And now we know the meaning of our life, what are we supposed to do, what we're supposed to live like. But that doesn't mean we can live like that from today, because we are weak and we make mistakes. Okay, this is the way God wants us to be. We just read the flute of Spirit. This is what we want. But in reality, we are not that fruitful. We struggle because we are weak. We make mistakes. And we still sin. But that's where Holy Spirit comes in. This is a point three. Right? And I want you maybe I will read the last quotations. Romans chapter 8, 26 to 28. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself for us through wordless groans. And He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. So, the Holy Spirit help us to understand who Jesus Christ is and what that means to us and to the world, and that eventually guide us to know who we are and how we're supposed to live. But here's a wall. We cannot live like that right away. We will be discouraged because of our weakness. But that's where Holy Spirit comes in to help us. When you feel weak, maybe Holy Spirit will remind you the God Almighty, Creator of the world, is with you. Or maybe when you made a mistake, or when you sin, Holy Spirit will guide you, lead you to repent and remind you the forgiveness that was given by the grace of Jesus Christ. Or maybe you are struggling because you're poor, you're suffering from poverty. Maybe Holy Spirit encourage you and remind you how rich you are in heaven. Or maybe sometimes when you become arrogant, or when you're proud of something, and when you feel that you're superior than other people, maybe Holy Spirit kind of a little bit, bang your head and remind you Jesus was how humble and how you're supposed to be humble inside of God. And when you become slave of law again, when you become chomajime and when you become slave of law and you think you have to keep everything and you get tired, maybe Holy Spirit will remind you the God's grace, why you were there. Holy Spirit is with us every day and every night and every moment to help us so that we can live joyfully as children of God. And this is what we want to remember again. And lastly, this is not fourth point. We all want to remember is God said He will send the Holy Spirit to everyone. Everyone who seeks, everyone who believes in Jesus Christ. The Father, the God said He will give His Spirit to everyone. Not just special group of people, but to everyone. To the old, to the baby, He will pour His Spirit. So it is really, really stupid to compare what you get from Holy Spirit, and sometimes you feel superior or inferior because of that. That's not the purpose of Holy Spirit. So we always want to come back to this point. What Holy Spirit was sent for? He was sent to help you, so that you can help others too. Okay. お祈りをする前に日本語で短く超短いですけれどもサマライズしたいと思いますね。今日は聖霊様の働きについて3つのポイントでお話をさせていただきました。第1番目のポイントは聖霊様は第一に私たちが主イエス様は誰なのか、イエス様は何をしたのか、何を教えになったのか、そしてそれはあなたにとって、そしてこの世界にとってどんな意味を持つのかを私たちに正しく理解することを助けてくれる。それが聖霊様の第一の働き、第一の目的であるということでした。第二の聖霊様の働きは、第一番目の聖霊様の働きを踏まえてですけれども、私たちがイエス様についてより深く知っていくときに、そのイエス様が私たちにとってどんな意味を持つのか、この世界にとってどんな意味を持つのかということを私たちが理解していくときに、私たち自身の人生の目的というものが分かってくる。聖霊様が導いてくださる。あなたは何のために生まれたのか、あなたは何のために今日生きているのか、あなたは何をなすべきなのか、そこから聖霊様がさらにあなたを導いてくださるということで、第3番目のポイント、聖霊様は私たちがどのように歩むべきかということを私たちに教え、また導いてくれますが、それは必ずしも今日から私たちがそのように生きることができるという意味ではないですよね。聖霊様がこのようにあなたは神の子として生きてほしい、私たちに示したとしても、私たちには弱さがあり、私たちは時に間違いを犯すものであり、すぐにそのように生きることができない。でもそこに聖霊様の第三の働きの意味がある。聖霊様は私たちがそのように生きることができるように私たちを励ましてくださる。私たちが弱さを覚えるときに、天地万物を作られた神様があなたの力となってあなたと共におられることを私たちに思い起こさせてくれたり、また私たちが何か過ちを犯したときには悔い改めに導き、また、 その罪が主イエス・キリストの十字架の贖いによって許されているということをもう一度私たちに思い起こさせてくれたり、また私たちが時に、傲慢になってしまった時にはへりくだるということの大切さをもう一度私たちに教えてくれたり、私たちがイエス神様に喜ばれる歩みをする上で必要な助けを折にかなって聖霊様は私たちに与えてくださる、それが聖霊様の第三の働きであるということ、この聖霊様の働きを私たちは今日もう一度覚えつつ、御霊によって歩む人生を送らせていただきたいと思います。一言お祈りをしてそして閉じたいと思います。愛する天の父なる神様、あなたの御名を心から感謝いたします。私たち一人一人のうちにあなたが今日も聖霊様を豊かに送ってくださっていることを感謝いたします。どれだけの人がそのことに今日気がついているでしょうか。聖霊様が私たちに語りかけるときにどれだけの人がその声に今日耳を傾けているでしょうか。主よ、どうぞ私たちの心を開き耳を開き、あなたが送ってくださる聖霊様の御声に耳を傾けることができますように、そして主よ、あなたに喜ばれる祝福されたそのような歩みを私たち一人一人が歩むことができますよう引き続き助け導いてください。すべてを感謝し御手に委ね、愛する主イエス様の御名によって感謝してお祈りいたします。アーメン。